The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from a frozen wasteland and Reno, Nevada, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, here with my good co-host, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
How's it going?
Back in Studio B, we've got Rick, we've got interns, hot, sexy female interns. It's awesome. And on the show, Reno Zone, anchors for airplanes.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi there.
Seems like
don't
a terrible
step
idea.
On me. Don't step yes, on me coming out of that.
Don't noodle during the show. As well.
God damn you. You Hi always there. Screw up the beginning of the show, Rick.
Hi there.
Hi there. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to a show. Sorry we missed you last week. There was a terrible snowstorm. I don't know if you noticed, but I didn't feel like driving in it.
Nah,
we're going to have our previously scheduled guest, Daryl Lee, back on their first episode of next year. So please be checking Daryl Lee out then. But if you don't know who Daryl Lee is, we'll do your homework before that show. Moving right along. How was your week, Nick?
Oh, it was crazy, man. Coming off that offbeat festival, you know.
Did a whole lot of nothing?
Actually, I felt like I was really still busy doing stuff.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell you what it is because right now my mind's preoccupied with the fact that I lost my guitar that I played at offbeat.
Oh, my God.
I went back to where I thought it was, and it's not there, and I don't know what to do.
Do you have any fingers to point? Any names to accuse? We can go
absolutely
take care of some fucking business?
Yeah, you can beat the shit out of me.
Oh.
Because I'm the guy who fucking lost his
guitar. Really just left your guitar somewhere.
Yeah, it was a long night, man.
What color is it? What does it look like? Tell people. Maybe they'll see it.
Yeah.
There's a couple black dudes in that shit, too.
Hey, don't be racist,
no,
Rick.
No, there are no airbrushed pictures
no,
of
I meant
black,
there are black
men
dudes,
having love.
I meant
on,
there's black dudes in your guitar.
Oh, like maybe
they're doing
Hendrix
it.
And...
Oh, yeah, Hendrix. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Nice move, Rory.
That was my save
trying
there.
To get him out of that
That's
trouble.
It. That's it for the night, man. You're on your own.
I was not trying to imply that black people stole your guitar.
Can I just have a mistake?
I was trying to imply that he had, like, airbrushed two sexy, muscular black men airbrushed on it, making love to it.
You guys
sexy,
aren't healthy.
Muscular black
It's
guys.
On the back part that faces his tummy, so you can't see it, but
yeah, like
he
a
gets
rub
it chubby.
It. That's right.
But you left it somewhere,
keeps
so it's not those black people's fault.
The hot music.
Rick, what is up with you, silly faggot? Racism isn't for you.
I'm just kidding. That's I didn't
It's probably some Indian cab driver stole it. I'm just kidding, dude.
Even better. Even better.
I need a namaste as quick as possible.
Yeah, we need like four. God, can we run through a bank of namastes? Yeah.
Namaste. Namaste?
There's
namaste.
No room for that on this
namaste.
Show.
Okay.
Namastizzle? Okay.
So I'm a little unfocused on everything.
You're a little unfocused, it seems.
I am.
Yeah. Well, hey, Rick, how was your week? Let's leave the fog, haze, vagueness that is Rick over here. How was your week?
Nick,
oh, wait,
Rory.
But before we move on from Nick's guitar.
No, Nick doesn't stop to think until it's too late.
Neither of you do.
So, I've been with the Pistoleros.
Yeah,
so it's just been nothing but like slappity bass and like guitars with too much delay and just like madness. That bullshit all weekend. And their new drummer, who's amazing and stands up when he drums. And so that's been hella fun and cool. Lots of tattooed guys in my house.
Lee Rocker?
You hate that.
Oh, it's awful. And then my favorite, Julio, he's so adorable. He fucking went out on my back on my
Who's
balcony.
Who's engaged? Be a
oh,
good boy.
Yeah, and has oh, I would always need a note from the wife. And she's got twins inside of her at this moment.
Right.
Yeah. So that's pretty awesome.
Little pistoleros.
Yeah. Yeah, I won't tell you what. I won't share that story.
Los pistoleritos.
Exactly what that is.
Thank
little,
you.
That means the little bitty gunman. And then he built a tiny snow penis on my back, on my balcony. And
Aww.
Then and then for my sake, he pretended to like he was going to go down on it while I took a picture.
Aww.
So
how
this
nice.
Is, these are my dear friends.
They love you.
Maybe
yeah.
I will send you
these
that.
These are the things they
the
do for
pictures.
You.
Yeah, send me that. That'd be great.
Yeah, so there's a Julio going It'll down be, on a
I'll
snow
I'll bury it. It'll be a hidden surprise will. Picture.
It's an Easter egg.
Yeah, so look for that on the website.
Hey, when you're reading the website and you're checking out the podcast post, don't forget to hover over and even click on some of those links, because they're not all just to the show. Sometimes I just have a link on the letter I and it goes to a picture of an igloo for no goddamn reason. But it's up to you to find that out.
It's those special little touches, Rory, that make you good at what you do.
No, nobody pays attention to any of that.
I recently clicked on one of them, and it went to, like, what was that old shit that we did before Facebook? MySpace.
Yeah. Yes.
Somebody's MySpace. I'm like, whoa.
I've had a few people that was their only contact form was MySpace. And we'll just leave that past where it should be.
Yeah, on our website. Also, good job putting the logo up on the Stitcher app and iTunes, I assume, as well.
I've asked. Hey, that's a big shout out to Webmaster Strice.
Thank you, Strice.
Because I got to a point where I couldn't figure out how to do that crap, and I said, Sean, help me.
Dude, all those little touches, and he's hung.
Finally.
Wow, you're just bringing it back to that every time, Rick.
I didn't mean to bring it back to dicks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did.
I just think about dicks constantly.
I like to try to avoid dicks.
We've talked about dicks twice, and it's both been me.
I like to keep it to after the first
segment. Oh, wait,
segment.
And then I inferred the black men were putting their penises in your guitar. Shit, I got to get laid, you guys.
I know.
Yeah, you do.
You need some dick in your mouth.
For real.
But.
It'll shut me up quick.
Yeah. So. You need a fucking spit roast.
Yeah.
Pop the fluid in me, Louie.
Right.
So. How's that recording going?
So, let's talk to the band. Hey, Angers for Airplane. How was your week?
Awesome.
Well, Airplanes.
First, I want to say hi, Grandma. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Oh, did we not mention this is a little podcast after hours? Yeah. After dark.
Family show.
Never say
so. We've got Brandon, Travis, Cody, and John from Anchors for Airplanes in with us. And I got to say, one of my favorite band names in all of the land.
Totally nonsensical. Means absolutely nothing.
But the visual
yeah.
is the visual of Anchors for Airplanes. That's Sabotage. It's what you'd expect, like, the white spy to do to the black spy.
It's our job is to hold shit
back. Spy versus spy, not racist shit, again.
We're totally against war on the podcast. And we hate cancer as well.
Yes. Fuck your cancer. Fuck your war.
That. Yeah.
You guys are kind of a big deal.
Yeah, you've been around a few years, huh?
A little bit.
We've been around for, I think, 2012.
Three years.
Yeah, about three and a half years.
A couple of different lineup changes here and there?
We've had one major member change. One. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
Do you ever have any black people in your band?
No, not yet.
No, we have
not. Is it because you're racist?
I mean, maybe.
Just don't mind him. He's just a homo. Their opinion doesn't count.
There's no gays in your band either, and it's because you hate gay people, huh?
That's probably true. You know. Fuck.
Was this what you expected?
I hate them too.
This is not what I expected.
Welcome to the show. You asked for the website. You obviously did not listen to a previous podcast.
No, I did not.
So much better.
And this is just the tip of the condom.
It's the best. Nice. We have the best shows when you don't know what's happening. Repeat guys come in. They come in all cocky, like, "Oh, let's podcast, motherfuckers!" But
so you've been around.
You guys
are
the best.
You've been around for 3 years. You've been playing the local clubs, but I've been seeing you guys been playing with some bigger acts at some of the bigger places.
Oh yeah,
we're trying to.
You want to name drop? What were some of your favorite shows in the last 6 months?
3 Days Grace was cool.
No, my favorite show was just what was it the other day? Who'd we play with? Alicia Sadler. What was that really good show? It was Alicia Sadler, I believe. And
Authmentus?
No.
Authmentus was on that
show? He said to name a favorite show. And my favorite show recently was with Alicia Sadler. Not a super huge name. She's the local. Everybody had
local singer, songwriter.
Local singer, but that was just my favorite show out of the recent past. 3 Days Grace was okay, too.
Were you hitting her up and getting her number?
I hit her.
It was your favorite. Sexually.
I gotta say 3 Days Grace, definitely. No. So
what about the rest of you? Any good recent memory? Best show in the last 6 months?
Yeah, 3 Days Grace would probably be on the list for sure.
Yeah.
Highly Suspect was pretty cool.
Yeah, Highly Suspect was really cool.
Yeah.
And where was that at?
At PB&J's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was cool.
I haven't been in there yet. I've heard it's a great venue.
Yeah. Have you been in? Did you go in it when it was the Underground?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's the Underground.
Yeah, okay. It's just kind of a renovated Underground.
Well, and then it was that that other
place
in between.
Are the drinks cheaper than the Underground? Cause
I don't know.
The drinks are more
tasty.
No
offense to Remy, who did an awesome job this weekend on the festival, but, man, you had overpriced drinks over there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. Their water was the same price.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. No. I need to get over there because I've been hearing good things about it again.
It's a cool venue. They got a good.
It's always
system.
Been a great space. I've seen it as like 8 different clubs, yep. But it's a
mostly
good spot.
Metal. Then Josh is a hella cool dude, man. The Born Dead guy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Josh Lees. Yeah. He's cool.
Yeah. We just got a show with him. He booked us on a show December 12th. It's going to be another pretty cool one. 36 Crazy Fists coming to town.
Yo. Nice.
It's my birthday.
Nice.
And
you guys
got
to give me presents.
You've got something else big coming up here in a couple weeks, don't you? Or next week? 2 weeks?
That's it. December 12th is...
Really? I thought you guys had
right
something
there.
Else here this month coming up.
No.
Yeah. Well, all right, so...
This podcast.
Yeah.
Fucking A. All right.
You'll never be the same.
Let's hear a goddamn
your
song.
Yeah. Let's see what you can do.
Let's do that.
All right. What song are you guys going to play?
No one
says anything.
We didn't plan this.
Do you want me to talk about dicks again to get the show going?
Play a song, goddammit.
Right.
Let's do sober.
All right.
Son of a bitch, everything's real.
Now it's hopeless. Oh, it feels so cold and I fight, but I'm not giving in. I feel my balance slipping. I've stayed awake too many times at night to be afraid when the darkness ensnares me. You took everything from me when I built everything on you. Though I told myself it happened long ago. Before. All those memories as they lay down on the floor. I tripped and fell down face to face with my insane reflection. I thank God I'm still alive. I've got my whole life left to live. And if I live it in this wreckage, at least I know I'm not asleep. You took everything from me when I built everything on you. No, I told myself it.
Yeah. Yes. I wasn't sure if that was a fake out ending or a real ending.
You
good
guys
job.
Sound, you guys sound serious and professional. Are you sober?
I am sober, actually.
Are you are all of you sober?
Right now.
Are you sober by habit or just right now? Because
we ran out of beer. Right?
Well,
no.
I, yeah.
Do you need a beer?
I'd say that
we have hot interns.
We don't have any beer.
Oh, we're out of beer here.
There's
too.
No beer in the building.
Oh, well, good thing you're sober.
I got a big-ass mason jar full of water.
You could get water drunk.
No wonder they sound
tight.
Is that code?
Most of our guests get ripped before the show. And
yeah,
not as tight.
Usually everybody's drunk by now, and so you guys sounded really together.
No, actually, that's a great sound you guys got.
Yeah,
I broke a stick halfway through. No big
fucking
deal.
Fucking A!
You have more, right? Or are
you
just going to play with one
stick? Is anybody bleeding yet?
I'm usually bleeding prior to the show starting.
Now,
he's a cutter.
How often do any of you actually bleed during a performance?
I do. The drummer?
Yeah.
I'll cut my hands on a cymbal or I'll slap the rim of my snare drum or something like that and bust my hands open.
Cody, you too?
It sucks balls.
Yeah. You play till your fingers bleed?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking A.
The Pistolero's old drummer used to do that, and then he would write, like, words on his drums and his blood. It would just say blood. In case you were wondering, that is blood.
I have a set of sticks at home that I busted my index finger open, and it created a nice blood ring on the stick. It just, that shit just caked on there.
Yeah.
It was like a little stop where my hand wouldn't go past it anymore.
Right. Wow. Hey, that's useful. That's useful.
Sounds like, oh, never mind.
Marketing.
Don't go back to dicks.
Right, I wasn't. I was going to something even worse.
Damn it.
So I stopped.
Okay.
Dicks are always a good transition, though.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the band's cool with it. Then let's talk about dicks.
We're some dick talking mofos. All right.
Yeah, this isn't something you want to put on your resume, boys.
No. Just, you
know? We were on the worst little podcast.
Unless someone fired. Unless the guy that's hiring you also likes dicks.
Right.
True.
That's true. And then he's like, probably a good boss.
Hire that man. They talk about dicks all the time.
You want to work there.
Right.
Probably pretty cool.
So I assume you all have day jobs, but is this a hobby band or is this you're trying to like make it to fake it till you
do
make
you go
it?
On tour or anything like that?
No. Yeah. Hobby. Nope. We most of us just enjoy playing music, so we just
fucking A. So a proud local band.
Yep,
gonna be kick ass.
Working assholes. That
we
like
set
to play
our
music.
Goals real low. That way, we make sure.
All right. So I asked you one question.
Well, you did.
Question
well,
about
man.
Shows. What's your least favorite club to play in Reno? Ooh.
Who sucks balls?
Oh, I'm gonna say.
Who aren't we gonna have as a sponsor?
The Alley. How about that?
That was a cop out.
We love to play at the Alley.
Great sound.
I don't know, man. We like playing everywhere as long as
the sound system doesn't suck.
Sound system. Yeah. Now ask me where the sound system sucks.
Where does the sound system suck?
I don't know. The
71 Alley. South Wells? No.
The Alley was pretty good. Dude.
Mike, no, we love
Mike
the
Young.
Alley.
Fucking great sound man.
Oh, yeah. He's awesome. At PB&J now, too.
Yep.
Sound there.
Good sound man.
Yeah, I got to get over there. Fuck, man.
He's all right.
Everybody I know over there is cool.
He's a kick-ass drummer, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sal
that one band.
No.
He's had a couple
they're
of okay bands.
They're actually headlining Mary Anarchy, so they're the greatest
band. Oh, yeah.
Band
they're
in
a great fucking band. Oh, yeah. Mary Anarchy
the
coming
Sisters
up in just...
Doom.
Three yep. weeks Sisters here. Doom. One
Seriously?
Of the greatest festivals.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
You guys going to play it. Come on. I put out the word, you guys. Okay, we'll all be Facebook friends from now on.
Right. And then May. And
May.
You guys come in
I'll put out
May.
The call and you say, Anchors for Airplanes 1 in, and we get you guys.
I don't know if you guys That'd are familiar with Mary Anarchy, but it's a twice a year benefit that we throw on for a local member of our arts or music community who's had some tragedy happen to them in the past year. We don't raise a lot of money, but we pass the hat and give them a sack of cash.
Nice. True story.
Coming up this December 4th and 5th, our benefit this year in the name of Mary Anarchy is going to be for our good friend Eva Yellowleaf.
Yes.
Who suffered some head trauma a little while back and has had a lot of trouble getting back on her feet. Mm-hmm. But she's a great gal, and she gives all of her – she's helped out so much at Mary Anarchy's in the past and other benefits that we it would be inconscionable of us to let this pass by
without
helping her out.
Well, Mary Anarchy's always about family first, and Jubs is a family that we're all directly into and a sponsor of the show, by the way.
Yay!
You know, when I heard Eva got that and she contracted like epilepsy, like Marianne,
and
it fucking freaked me out.
Oh, her head injury
she
like fucked her world.
And I already know who May is for, and I'll announce it now.
Later.
No, I'll announce it now. It's for Kula Dunn, who got,
oh, goddamn,
he got hit by a hit and run, and now both his fucking legs are broken. And Jesus. Anyone who knows Kula, he's a janitor at Jub Jub's. He can't fucking pay for this shit.
Yeah.
He needs dough now. But
he's our bro.
Since Eva was already on the list, he's in May.
May for Kula.
So
fucking
we're, we're still going to try to do some other fun.
And tentatively,
for
Anchors for Airplanes in May.
Yeah, absolutely, right? That would be great.
I'm sure they'll break up.
I'll give
then.
You guys a good don't stay together.
Yeah, this is the kiss of death.
Yeah,
this show.
A good spot.
But we'll have the show to remember what you were like.
But please be checking Facebook, find the event, and come check out the show December 4th and 5th. It's going to be a great weekend like it is every year. Princess Bombs has got some new songs this year, actually.
Ooh.
New Princess Bombs songs.
We're going to like one of the sweet happy hour spots, like about 6:30 or something.
Yeah,
like
we've got a nice
Friday.
Early set. Me, my daughter, maybe Nick doing a little backing on drums or beatbox.
Can we get a little from the singer for Princess Bombs, Rick?
Did someone fart?
There she is. Lead singer of the Princess Bombs.
You watch.
Everyone drink.
Okay.
She's a lot.
You wash that mouth, you little bitch.
She's a blast. So, yeah.
See Mary Anarchy.
Yes.
Mary Anarchy Winterball.
We love you.
See you there.
Yeah, life is short. Love your friends.
Oh, yeah. So let's talk about death.
Oh, well, all right. It's a segue to death. All right. For one, I want to say, like, you know, all the violence and, you know, the hundreds killed in Kenya, Paris, Russia, Baghdad. I mean, it's all senseless. And I'm not trying to politicize this, but, you know, we have a lot of feels. Our hearts go out to everybody affected by all these tragedies. Bringing it closer to home, we've had quite a lot of deaths in our Reno community, a lot in the music scene, a lot in the art scene. You know, there's Arthur Reno Binder, who is a big part of the Morris Burner Hotel, a lot of the Morris Sexy Times burlesque shows. He did artistic knotwork with women and binding. He passed just the other day, I believe Saturday or Sunday.
Oh my.
Also, Jen Finley, a local music writer who had the opportunity to interview lots more national acts than I ever will. She was a not close friend, but a good professional colleague. She passed on Friday in her sleep as well. And then just to be finding out, Rick, you want to throw this one up?
My old roommate, Michael Meyer.
The crazy roommate who built all the weird shit that we talk about.
Not meanly, but I would always mention, like, oh, yeah, my old crazy tweaker roommate. And that's not how I really thought of him. It's just a funny thing to say.
Yeah.
Mike was one of the fucking smartest, best problem solvers I've ever known. I lived with the guy for 15 years.
He'd give you his arm if
super,
he needed
yeah,
it.
And yeah. Super quiet and just would go into his room. And so quiet and together that we found out for years he was a meth head and we didn't even know.
He had money to let us borrow to pay rent with because we were dumb drunks.
Right. And so we're just having a good time fucking around and Mike's back in his room. Like, and then before he left Reno, what, like 11 years
before Riku was born. Yeah.
Yeah. So 11 years ago or so, he left Reno to go back to Oregon. And at that time, he had gotten sober off meth. He was still drinking booze, but he had gotten sober off meth.
He did well. He had a new job.
But even when he was on meth, he held it together. He was never one of these out of control people. Didn't lose his teeth. Didn't fuck anything up. Dude, he was a great fucking guy.
Always looked healthy.
Yeah. But just quiet and wasn't super social. And then he's been there for like 10 years, and I was looking at his Facebook, and it looked like maybe a couple months ago he got in some kind of accident where he fell down and fucked up both of his shoulders really seriously, and he was on a bunch of pain pills. And then he was taking the pain pills, and it wasn't stopping the pain, and so he was taking the pain pills and drinking. And then an ambulance had to come to his house and took him away, and there was all these messages about, wow, you should be careful with that. That could kill you. And then a month after that incident with the ambulance, they found him dead in his bed.
Mm.
44 years old. Fuck.
So, and these are just three of the recent deaths close to the Reno art community. Mm. There's been a number of suicides in recent months.
Well, I mean, you know, we got to see something about the dude from Otis.
Yeah, yeah, that's...
Lady...
Yeah.
What the fuck, God? Stop fucking taking everybody.
This is a big, rough month for the Reno music and art scene. And I really just want to say, like I said a moment ago, take a moment out to remember that life is short. Love your friends. Let them know. Because you never know when they're just going to die in their fucking sleep.
Yeah.
Seriously. It's happened to all of us too many times. And it's been a rough few months. And so, Reno, stay strong. We will get past this.
Oh,
we're all going to survive.
And people who were here
fun.
people who were around in the scene in the 80s, there was a woman named Jen Barnum who was here with a guy named Shane, who was my first boyfriend ever. And we only dated for a couple months, and I was like 15.
Dude, you gay?
I know, I'm sorry. but I grew out of it. No, I didn't. Oh. I didn't grow out of it. I'm still gay. She was his best friend, and
grew
I didn't know her super good. She just passed away. She was living in I think Portland now, and she just died, and she must have been like less than 50, and again died in her sleep. But the thing I remember most about Jen is she was a butch, and I found out I guess she was transitioning into a man living as a man now. So totally like not weird. I mean, that happens nowadays. But she was the person. The thing I remember about her is that she was the first person to ever tell me as a little gay boy that, can you stop whining? She said, I would say, can we please go do that? And she would go, yeah, if you don't whine. And I remember being like, what do you mean I'm not whining?
I'm glad she got that out of you, dude.
It was the first time anybody ever said, you fucking whine everything you say, you little faggot, so shut up. And so that she didn't say it like that.
No,
but,
that's
but
how you
that
feel.
The technical term for that is subtext. What she's really saying.
Yes. She was the first person to ever tell me that.
So Reno, check on your friends. Make sure that you know somebody who needs you. You know, you hear somebody crying out, or you ignore. You know, we have a lot of friends who bitch and complain, but make sure tell all your friends you love them. And hold each other tight and let's get through this.
And stop holding grudges because you never know when you're going to lose that fucking person, dude.
Yeah. And by the way, pills with alcohol can kill you. I know you think you can handle anything, but you can't. It'll just stop your heart while you're asleep, okay?
And there you go. That's the public service announcement from Worst Little Podcast. To clear that out of our mouths and ears, let's have another song.
Motherfucker.
And then really talk to the band and ask them some really pointed questions.
Sounds good.
All right. You guys want to play Johnny?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's do that.
On that note.
Looking away, I count the days that I spend waiting to feel you again. I haven't changed, nothing has changed. I hold on to your memory. Although the years pass, leave us the older right, but to a new day and pray you remember me. I know you will lean on each other. It's you that picks me up when I feel like I'm falling. I dream. Changed, I hold on to your memory. Although the years pass and leave us the older, I look to a new day and pray you remember me. I know you will. We'll lean on each other. It's you that picks me up when I feel like I'm falling. I drift away when you touch me. From the stars of my life, we are so alive. And you lay me down. I'll be there for you with the stars of my. Know you'll always be on my mind. Johnny, I'm waiting. Johnny, I'm waiting.
Damn, that was really appropriate.
Fucking tremendous, man.
And you know, you can always fucking tell a good drummer by how he handles waltz time.
Oh, you gotta admit that was kind of a gay song.
No, I mean, really, you guys all are tremendous talent. Like, your voice, the drumming, your guitar, I'm mesmerized by your bassing. Like, you guys are tremendous.
It's really cool
really.
Thank for you. Us in yeah, the studio because we're watching let me look at my notes, Travis, play the bass. And, He has to sit down. He's not rocking out.
Yeah.
And he's just all in the hands, man. You're just watching his.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Totally like cool. His body is Buddha, but his hands are flying all over the place.
Dancing. Yeah. It was beautiful.
No, the calmness, the stillness, you know. You're a slim, fit young man. You know, I don't know what everybody's laughing about.
Well, he's jammed between Mike and a light, and he doesn't have a lot of room to move around. But his
yeah,
we've
hands got like they brought cameras
it.
And shit. They're doing a documentary. None of this is going to make the cut, but it's cool that they're filming it anyway.
It's all cutting room floor
we
shit.
We film everything, and nothing makes the cut.
That's fucking A. That's the way it should always be your own worst critic.
Should we have another song to bring the mood up before we ask them dirty questions?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I was going to, you know, interview a band.
Oh, okay, okay, let's interview some then.
So I pigeonhole yourself.
Sexually.
Like, you got lots of elements of a bunch of different styles, but, like, how do you bill yourselves? What kind of band are you?
We're just a hard rock band. That's about it.
Contemporary yeah. hard rock, kind of?
Just straight hard rock.
On your flyer, doesn't it say Nickelback with less compression?
Oh, no. I was going to respectfully throw out the... I mean, you guys are very radio-friendly.
Burn.
Yeah, you have a good sound.
A burn.
Yeah, you sound like you're ready for 104.5.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you gotta be sending stuff to Bubba for his, you know, local band competition shit. Who knows? But I mean, you guys do have definitely a marketable sound. Where do you see that taking you?
We got to get our shit together and get in the studio. That's what it is.
Jesus, you guys sound so together.
Do you have anything?
Wow. Oh yeah, we
do.
Have
you have anything recorded? Like, do you have CDs for sale? T-shirts,
we
stickers.
We have years worth of self-recorded garbage that we try to put together. Yeah, we.
I know this unmotivated. Guy who runs a recording studio. He's got really reasonable rates.
Sometimes the podcast is the audition.
Nice. You can make an EP out of the podcast.
They're gonna
people
to the podcast.
Have done it before.
They're going to listen to the podcast and be all, that sounds like some faggot did in his bedroom.
The podcast. We recorded it on Monday. It came out on Thursday. Friday they were selling it at the
same time. Oh, yeah, the time. Oh, totally.
That was lucky. Was so that was rad. Lucky happy circumstance. The gal Cherry Bear is studying her doctorate, so she's not making CDs.
She
doesn't
do that anymore. But boy, that was awesome. It's like
that was crazy.
By,
we had an EP off of a Monday show by Friday night. It was pretty bitching.
That's quick turnaround.
Oh yeah,
but yeah,
they came back and did an album for real too. So.
But yeah, you guys should talk to this guy after the show
yeah,
about
definitely.
Some of that.
No,
because you guys really, you guys have a tremendous sound, and you should have merch to sell at your fucking shows. Like, right?
Well, we do have
tell
shirts
him, Roy.
And stuff.
We have shirts and stickers.
Yeah, but CDs where people can like teenage girls can go like flutter their hearts. And, oh, they saw you at Holland.
How are they
going
to sing along to your songs if they don't know them?
Right.
That's a good point.
I thought people only went to shows to get shirts
over and over. Right.
We're hoping they follow our MySpace account.
That's been working.
It's coming back in a big way.
You guys are still playing at the Knit all the time. I mean. It works. That's not the penultimate goal.
We've had some cargo shows, right?
No, we really want to play at the cargo. Yeah.
Hey, Dan Bishop, pay attention. Yeah.
Dude, and that fucking place, your kick will shake the whole of downtown.
And that's what I strive for.
Oh, my God, it's awesome.
They have a great sound system
and, like,
there.
You feel it in your pelvis. Like, every time, your foot will just be working my pelvis every time you hit that thing.
It's all hip thrust.
You know what I'm saying?
Sexual.
Because that's, I'm sure, their goal, Rick, is to move men's pelvises.
We have seen
it. Sexually.
But no, every time I go to a show at Cargo, I'm always like, oh my God, I can feel that.
Yeah, Cargo's awesome. We've seen a few bands play there. I think we've seen like 3 or 4 different shows and kick ass. Yeah, we'd love to play there.
Yeah, they do really good.
Yeah, we got to do Rocky Horror there when it was brand new last year.
Yeah, so much fun.
With Bruce. Our mutual acquaintance.
God, what's up, Bruce?
Bruce doesn't listen to this shit. He didn't even listen to when his band was on here.
Yeah.
And that theme song, by the way, that's Bruce's band doing our theme song.
What band?
Aversion Therapy. Yeah. Good friends of the show.
Fucking A.
Wonderful. Especially Evan.
Yeah.
We love you, Evan.
He's on it every week.
Right. So yeah, let's have one more song, and then we got a little quiz for you guys. A little competition. Oh, scored.
I did play a little study. Game.
Yeah, we good. Even better. You'll do well. I promise.
Find out how you really are.
What are we doing? Are we playing a song?
You guys want to do a game?
Yeah. Like,
and let's bring up the mood.
All right. You guys
get
some
catchy and rocky.
You want to play again?
That doesn't really bring up the mood.
Well, come on. Come on, guy. What else you got?
Is that the one the drummer really wants?
Yeah.
Is it about
apparently.
Dicks?
Well, every
Brandon's
song is
just got like
about
stacks
dicks.
Of Brandon has stacks of lyrics.
It's all the same fucking lyrics.
That really it rivals like my stacks of poetry that I carry around.
So you mean you're videotaping you reading your lyrics off paper?
I just downloaded these from Google. So.
Fucking A, man. No, and I love the font, the different fonts they're all in. Like, they're great.
You are so gay.
The font.
Well, no, just
because
I do the same.
Fonts? Oh,
looking over at his notes, it's like looking back at my old poetry chapbook. Rick, where every page was a different font.
same song, different font.
Right.
Yeah, Gothic and Sans Serif walk into a bar and they said, we don't serve your type.
How about Mother...
That was terrible.
How about As You Wish?
All right, yeah, let's do that.
As Mr. You Dowd. Wish. That's really appropriate. Oh, my God, that's so funny because we're not doing it, but...
As You Wish, Mr. Dowd.
That later.
No, he said the song's called As You Wish.
Think Jump Princess the gun. Bride.
Okay.
Restlessly calling my name, like an animal stuck inside. Our nature resides in the torment we easily unfold. Taking bites from the hand that feeds and gives life to me. When it comes to the end of time, we'll
Fucking A. All right, that was As You Wish. Now, Rick, give it to me again.
As You Wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world where I'm going to ask our contestants, guests, a number of strange and awkward questions that are going to challenge what they want to say on the radio. Are you guys ready to play?
Yeah.
Mind you, I will be scoring you, and we will judge you silently.
Only one will win.
Only one will win.
And one will be the shittiest player.
Yes. And then Rory judges you out loud.
Yes.
Damn.
Silently for a while, then out loud for real. So question number one this week is going to be, what was the first album you ever bought, Brandon?
First tape I ever bought.
Fair enough.
Hank Williams Sr.
Ooh.
Fucking the one from...
The one.
Beverly Hillbillies, I don't know.
Good choice, though. Good choice. I like that. I like that. Oh. Let's see. Travis, what about you, sir?
Motley Crue, Shout at the Devil.
Hey-o. Ooh, hey-o. That's an excellent choice, my friend. That gets an actual ding. Cody.
How about the first one I stole?
Yeah.
Oh, you are so hardcore.
Yeah,
such
we'll
a badass.
We'll go with that.
So hardcore.
Slayer, South of Heaven.
Who'd you steal it from?
My stepdad.
Yeah.
Follow up question. Stepdad.
Fuck that guy. He doesn't deserve that Slayer album. He probably didn't even play it.
Did you go out and buy a record with your own money before that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or after that.
Okay. What was it?
What was that?
Rage Against the Machine.
Okay. That's okay, yeah. Too. It's not horrible. It's not like Jimmy Buffett. John, please say Jimmy Buffett. Please say
Nirvana Unplugged.
Oh. And you guys are pretty young fellas. Like, how? What's the average age in the band?
I'm 32.
I think our average would be like 37,
30-something.
Okay, so you're all under 40.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Toe in the line there?
There's no 20s in there?
Well, I'm 17, so.
We're all 21, man. Yeah. We're all 21.
Yeah.
All right. Next question, follow-up question. When was the first concert you ever saw, John?
I worked security as a teenager at Metallica in Anchorage, Alaska.
Whoa. Wow.
So I kind of saw that on the side.
That's kind of a win.
I did not even know that.
Yeah, it's because I hate Metallica.
Fuck you. But what was the first show you ever went to see? Like, big show
that you wanted
honestly,
to go see?
Honestly, I can't remember a big show. I grew up as a musician, and my dad's a professional musician, so I saw
you're just always around shows.
Yeah, I was always at shows.
Okay, that's...
We'll take Metallica.
That's cool. All
right.
Cody.
I was 10 years old. It was Sting.
Just cool. Sting.
That's
wow.
Okay.
Just Sting.
Wow. It's okay. Dream my answer's worse, so that's okay.
I went to Sting. I don't know.
Get ready.
Couple black dudes in that shit, too.
True.
Very true.
Yeah. They're great.
Get ready to buzz me. It was Poison and David Lee Roth.
No, I respect. I wanted to go to that show, probably.
Dirty cocksucker.
I'll reveal my answer at the end after Brandon.
Oh, it's awful.
The first show I ever went to see probably scoped my life, and it was Pennywise, 1998, here at the Livestock Event Center.
Ooh!
Fucking changed my whole fucking life.
I actually recall that show in a drunken haze of sorts. I remember that happening. Okay, just so you guys know and make you feel better, my first show is Tiffany with New Kids on the Block.
Hey-o.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
so, yeah, tender age of 13. let's see.
He doesn't get a faggot?
Oh, no. Well, we all know Rory sucks dicks.
Oh, yeah. Plus, he says that every show, so.
Yeah, I make everybody feel better with that. I really have the low watermark for that.
Oh, I'll give him one of these.
Suck one dick, cocksucker for life.
That's my brother-in-law. Okay. In all of history, who would you start a fist fight with? Brandon. Real person, no fictional characters.
Anybody?
All history. All of history.
Oh, in all of history? Dead or alive?
Yeah. In their prime, not as they are today.
Oh, he said dead or alive. I thought he meant Peter Murphy. No, not Peter Murphy. Who was that? Who was that dead
no,
or alive
the
guy?
No, the one with the eye patch and he's transitioned into
what
a woman
I really
now.
What I need to do is find myself a brand new lover.
Hillary Clinton.
Ooh.
Nice.
Gnarly.
We'll go with you, Travis. Same question. All of history, if it started a fist fight.
It's pretty much the same answer.
That's okay.
Is this? Are you guys a conservative band?
We conserve nothing.
Cody.
They're sober and conservative. These are my people. I know. I'm the only other conservative here.
Pee-wee Stand Herman. Alone.
Pee-wee Herman.
Yeah.
Now, are Pee-wee or Paul Rubens?
Paul Eppin Rubens.
Or do you mean like fucking Pee-wee?
Yeah.
Pee-wee.
Okay, Pee-wee. All right.
What he means to say, he wants to start a fight between Pee-wee Herman and Hillary Clinton.
Oh, if Pee-wee like John? Carved her eyes out. Oh, brutal.
Shh. You've had three people to think about this answer.
Yeah. What's the porn star with the gray balls that was in Debbie Does Dallas?
Harry Reams?
Nope. The fat guy
freaking Ron Jeremy.
I'd kick Ron Jeremy's ass right now.
Nice.
I'd punch him in his fat
Harry
face.
Reams was the doctor. Just in case you ever need to answer that question. Harry Reams was
gonna,
the doctor.
I'm gonna go ahead
Debbie
and file
Does
that
Dallas.
Away.
I'm gonna give
a few.
Well, as we'll use that as a
just in my opinion, I think John won that round.
Yeah, well, just
hate that guy.
Just a few weeks ago, Don Geronimo saw Ron Jeremy put his finger in a girl's butthole. I just want to say that.
That doesn't seem original.
Yeah, who hasn't?
Yeah.
No, I mean in person, like at the
again.
At the cat house.
Who hasn't? I mean, I know. I yeah.
She was probably sleeping while he did
so,
it.
So, John, to just follow up segue with that question, when you search the internet for late night inspiration, what are your favorite keywords?
Yeah, Rick.
Big boobs,
big butts,
redhead,
black chicks.
Oh, I'm a titty man. I love gigantic boobs for sure.
All right. You look at big titties.
Oh yeah.
You don't like
like not
money
like,
shots on boobs.
Yeah,
or
that'll
like,
work.
Or like tiny nipples. Or
yeah.
Like
what
hairy
are your favorite keywords?
Just giant boobs.
Okay.
In general, giant boobs.
The other boys are giggling like 6 year olds.
That's kind of a pussy answer, I know.
Cody, I'm a butt man myself.
Yeah, you like big butts and you cannot lie.
Are you the black chicks?
Multiracial butts or?
No, they don't float my boat.
Are you
like the white butts? Big white butts. That's good.
Yeah.
The white butts. Okay. Okay.
Big white butts.
Travis?
These other fellas can't deny.
Brandon?
Hillary fucking Clinton.
They probably
oh, wow.
have.
That, I sense some conflict inside you, my friend.
It's dusty porn.
Where else are you supposed to wipe your dick at?
Oh, Chewy, calm down.
Hillary Clinton and Kim Cattrall. It's like two robots. let's see. Your lover, your brother, or your mother trapped on a desert island. Who do you cannibalize first?
My brother.
Your brother. Okay.
Yep.
My brother.
Brother again. Cody?
Mother.
Mother. Nice. Good answer. John.
I'm going to change it up and say mother-in-law. That qualifies.
Oh, definitely. So.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Oh,
that,
she's
you know,
cheater.
If we add that, nobody will not pick that.
That's
ever.
Right. You're
That's
damn right.
That's why I have to
but
give
no,
it to Cody.
Not everybody
nobody's ever thought of that.
Not everybody has a mother-in-law, and frankly, that's the first time anybody's brought it up.
That's well, fucking rad.
That's because I'm a winner.
When you eat your own mom, you win. You won that round, sir.
So, John, you are on a road trip starring in your own buddy movie. What celebrity do you want to take with you on a cross-country road trip?
It could be on a ship, too.
Yeah. Road ship
a road
trip.
Aziz Ansari. I think that son of a bitch is
Ooh,
funny.
That's not bad.
He's a funny
no
guy.
One's ever I said that. That.
Very good.
Oh.
It's
a hard one.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Someone with a big dick, right?
Sexually.
I don't.
You stumped him.
Is he talking into his mic?
No.
Why does his voice sound weird?
Yeah, he's like
talking
2 feet
mic.
Away from his mic. Okay, moving on. Yeah. Goose egg for you. Travis.
Hillary Clinton.
Oh, my
Hillary
God.
Clinton.
She wow. might not make it to the destination, but...
Because he's going to shoot her in the face and fuck her.
That's right.
No, that's Brandon who wants to beat her
oh,
up and fuck
I'm
her.
Oh, I'm mixing them up. They're just voices in my head.
Brandon. Celebrity
road trip.
Road trip. Yeah, who's your buddy?
I would love to go on a road trip with Robert Downey Jr.
Like, now, as he is today or
no,
back in the heyday?
Do him in the 80s when he was all fucked up and had a lot of coke.
Cocaine out.
I want to go on a road trip with cartoon Robert Downey Jr. from A Scanner Darkly.
Ooh, nice. Good artsy. Answer.
Artsy. Like,
are you favorites. Excited about Man in the High Castle? Are you familiar with Philip K. Dick? Okay, because that was who wrote that. Never mind. Just me.
I don't have TV, so.
Do androids
dream of electric? Yes, Blade Runner. Let's see. What's your favorite drunk food, Brandon? When you're loaded, what do you crave?
Well, let's see.
Even if you don't get loaded anymore.
Last time I was loaded, I was driving in my car, headed to go get some, what are they called? Tacos.
Tacos.
From Jack in the Box. The fuck
Jack in the Box tacos!
Oh, the worst.
Popular answer.
Yes.
Travis.
Bangkok cuisine.
Ooh.
Nice.
That's too much ordinary.
And then that's you've got good. More for tomorrow when you wake up hungover.
That's right. Well, you're hungry
Cody.
5 minutes later.
Waffles.
Wow, like chicken and waffles or just waffles?
Eggos?
Just waffles.
Just waffles, okay. Eggos count?
Eggos.
Okay. John?
Awful, awful. I have literally walked from the Little Waldorf in the snow all the way to Awful Awful, drunk as shit to get a burger.
It's the best.
That's a battle-born soul if I ever heard one.
Yeah. That is good. You are from Reno.
How many books do you own, John?
Seven?
Seven, 5, maybe? 10, 50, or 100.
I'm gonna
round
go
it off.
It's probably like exactly seven.
Seven? All right. And what was the last book you read?
I'm reading a book right now on leadership by John C. Maxwell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cody, same questions to you. How many books do you own?
Two.
And what was the last one you read?
The Bible.
The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich.
American Sniper.
Oh, okay. Right on.
I have about 46 on my Kindle right now.
Okay, but and what was the last thing you read?
Aloha from Hell.
I like the title. I don't even know that one.
Is it good? Did you finish
it?
Good.
I'm not done with it yet.
Okay. Brandon.
I've got eons of books. I don't know how many. Hundreds.
Okay, more than 500?
Way more than. Oh, no. Probably like 200.
Okay. I mean, respectable answer. Yeah. You scholarly sir. Yeah. And what was the last thing you got finished reading?
They're all space books. So the last one I read was, can't remember what it was called, but it was about
space
military formations of alien spacecraft.
Oh my god, he's like a Jim Keith
wow.
guy.
Wow. Nerd.
It was fucking badass.
Well, ancient alien theorists believe that they're kind
of. Now, Brandon, what were the age and circumstances of losing your virginity?
The circumstances?
Yeah,
and,
like,
and
was
age.
It like a couch, a car, a mountaintop?
That's I have party. One of the funnest stories to tell, but it's completely distasteful for me. It was with this girl who,
well, thank God,
who was aptly named
age of you
in our high school. We were
are you
16.
Sure you don't have to use your name, bro?
Yeah,
no.
Oh, this is a nickname.
No, her name was Josh's brother. Everybody in the high school knew her as Josh's brother, and we were just drinking all night.
I'm so confused.
Yeah,
why is she called Josh's brother?
Because she was.
Was she a dude?
She was fugly.
She have a mustache?
she was something to look at. But we were getting drunk somewhere up in the North Valleys, and we were coming down 395, and I thought it was a good idea to get in the back seat of Josh's van with his sister, Josh's brother.
Josh's brother.
And we were in the back seat of his van on 395 passing the GSR, and our other friend, Brett, was in the back seat leaning over the seat.
Watching?
And he was like licking her boobs, and I was like neck deep in Josh's brother.
Oh, wow.
Oh my god.
And that's how I lost my virginity.
Hey, good sir, good sir. That's a good story.
That is elaborate.
Rick's
gonna
Travis.
Cut that one up.
I think Brandon wins.
Yeah, but we're gonna ask everybody.
The
everybody.
Only exciting part was that it was to a warrant CD.
How old were you?
16.
And where was it? Like a car, a bedroom,
her house,
parents.
House.
My girlfriend's parents' bed.
Yeah! That's always a winning answer.
Bravo.
Did you leave a wet spot? It's always hard to explain.
A big one. Cody.
14. I snuck out of my house at like 3 o'clock in the morning, walked like 13 miles to this girl's house, and she gave me tequila. And she
was a girl. How much older than
yeah,
you?
Yeah, how old was she?
She was a senior.
Ah.
Black and Asian.
Ooh.
Ooh. Kablasian?
I'm feeling a little sweaty here.
It was nice.
And that is worth 13 fucking miles.
Yes.
John. She gets a chrome off a trailer hitch.
Honey, you're not supposed to be listening to this part of the show. John.
I was 17 years old in high school. Girl's name was Ellen Jackson. She was my long-time lover. we left school during lunch break and went out to the forest behind the school and just laid down a blanket, got it on.
What school, man? Where you?
Anchorage, Alaska.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, random ass forest.
Nice.
Tundra.
Wow. Was it chilly?
Oh, it was cold.
Afternoon delight. Oh, yeah. No. Afternoon freezing my ass off for sex. Yes. Good answers, gentlemen, all around. Nick, I'm going to toss it over to you for the rapid-fire questions.
All right. Here we go. Rapid fire. It's where I ask slowly, but you guys answer fast. All right. Here we go. Let's start with Brandon. Milk and cookies or whiskey and Coke?
Milk and cookies.
We got Travis.
Yep, milk and cookies.
Cody?
Whiskey and Coke.
John?
Yeah, I'm there too, whiskey and Coke.
All right. Who wins in a fight, John, a donkey or a walrus?
If it's a fight in the sea, the walrus. If it's a fight on land, the donkey.
Oh, very. Look at the big brain on John.
Right.
All right. Cody, donkey or walrus?
Donkey.
Travis?
Gotta go with a donkey.
Brandon?
Walrus.
Yeah.
That was for you, Chewbacca. Miss you, buddy. Bert or Ernie? We'll start with Brandon.
Ernie.
Travis?
Bert.
Cody?
Bert.
John?
Ernie.
Okay, go ahead, Ray.
Who would you rather fight? One duck-sized horse or 10 horse-sized ducks?
Duck-sized horse.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Is that even a question? That should be 10 duck-sized horses.
I did it
horses.
Backwards. Yeah. Damn it.
10 duck-sized horses.
No more helping. I just liked interrupting Nick.
But Jesus, horse-sized ducks? That would be horrifying. I'm scared of them when they're normal size. Yeah,
right. Let's start with Cody. We're going to say Ozzy or Dio.
Dio.
Yeah.
All right.
Dio.
Travis? Brandon?
Dio.
John?
Yeah, Dio.
Damn!
Hey, wow.
Dio is the big winner this week. Yeah, all right.
Not a common answer.
All right. Let's go with cheater, cheated, or both. Starting with you, Brandon.
Both.
Travis?
Cheater, cheated, or both? Cheated.
Cody?
Cheated.
And John.
Yeah, cheated.
Liar. One honest guy in the band. Let's go with
Gay or ginger?
Gay. Yeah. Okay. Gay or ginger?
Ginger.
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 John.
Ginger.
Marianne.
Bunch of homophobes.
all right. Waylon or Willie?
Ooh. Oh, man. Damn it. I got to say Willie, but man, I am real fond of Waylon Jennings.
Willie.
John.
Waylon Jennings all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Even split.
See, this is how we get to know you.
That's right.
Would you rather have... What is this?
Nick can't read his own handwriting.
Bacon or hummus?
That's not even a question.
Well, I mean, it is if you're vegan, but...
You might as well skip to the next question.
Is it bacon all around?
It's bacon. It's bacon all around.
All right.
Okay, let's mix it up. What about circumcised or not?
Oh, okay, John.
Oh, yeah, totally.
All right, Cody.
Totally what?
I'm circumcised. Okay. Yeah.
Travis?
Yep.
You're all white men born in America?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So they all like circumcised dicks.
Only in
good
your
to know.
Mind.
It's young good to know.
Let's go with Christopher Walken or Bill Murray?
Christopher Walken.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
John?
Christopher Walken. You know
that was terrible.
That was a little more like freaking going like going back to Mr. Cotter. That sounded like Travolta.
Mr. Cotter.
You remember when Christopher Walken was on Welcome Back, Cotter?
All right, let's go with some classic Elvis or Beatles.
Oh, he doesn't even like the question.
I hate
the question.
Both of those bands.
Fucking pass, yeah.
Both. Pass?
None of the above.
None.
Wow.
Okay. They hate the classics. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Oh. Star Wars. Okay.
John?
Yeah, that's a clean sweep. Star Wars all the way.
Okay.
All
right.
Okay.
All right. Who's got their tickets for episode 7? Go.
I do.
I don't.
Friday.
Nope.
10 p.m.
Nope.
You win.
Oh, I do.
I got mine, too.
I got, yeah. Woo.
I got mine on Thursday, 8:15.
Yeah. What up? Yeah, I'm taking my daughter on Friday.
Anyway, nice. All right, back to the quiz.
Every generation has their own Star Wars.
At the end here, we got beat up or arrested, Brandon?
Arrested.
Travis?
Beat up or arrested?
Would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Oh, would I rather be beat up?
Yeah, not what you have done.
Which would you prefer to have be arrested?
What have I done more
of? Remember that time when you arrested a guy?
No, remember, which would you prefer to happen to you tomorrow?
What am I getting arrested for?
No, this is rapid fire.
Beat
up or arrested? Yeah, beat up or arrested.
Seriously arrested or seriously beat up?
Seriously beat up.
Seriously beat up.
Beat up.
Yep, beat up.
Fuck, at least you don't have to go to court after that.
Because when you're arrested, you get beat up, and then you have to go to court.
You get them both. All right, metal or punk?
Metal.
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 Wow.
Stupid question.
Metal.
Sorry, guys.
Around.
All right, and for your last one, if you could live in a world with only
world.
Metal or Star Wars, which one would you pick? You couldn't have them.
Brandon's eyes just
the
got
other one
big.
Won't exist.
Yeah, the other does not exist. You don't even understand the concept.
Do you want to start with John?
Yeah.
Let's start with John.
Metal. I need music.
Okay.
Same.
Yeah.
Cody, music. Travis.
Metal.
Oh, in your face, Luke Skywalker.
Brandon, is seriously torn here on this
and he's
question.
The guy with all the sci-fi there's, books,
there's
too.
There's shitloads of metal out there, and there's 3 good Star Wars movies, plus a couple other ones. Is it just the movies?
And that Wookiee Christmas. Yeah.
Is it, that was good.
But it also is your entire childhood, if you're like me. So.
Is it just the movies? Have to watch over and over?
You can't have those stupid dolls.
No, one or the other. Have one or the other. The other one will not exist.
It would never have happened.
Oh. Star Wars.
Ooh!
What?
Nice!
Ooh, yeah! Slap into a Snim Jim.
Brutal.
Slap into a Snim Jim? I don't know what I just said.
Yeah, we're starting to get drunk off that whiskey.
Yeah, I think,
I think I'm good, man. Total them up.
All right, I'm totaling up the scores. It looks like John's our big winner, just narrowly edging out Cody with a score of 505 points to 503 points. It's a very tight race. Brandon, you came in at 357, and I'm sorry, Travis, you got a low score of 104. Yeah, 104. Sorry about that. But it was a well-fought battle between John and Cody there. So to fight it out and get all that out of you, let's have another song.
Yeah. Yeah. That was Anchors from Airplanes sharing their souls with you.
Bearing it all.
Oh, do we? Is this a sponsor moment? Do we need to sponsor?
We don't have a sponsor this week.
Okay, we don't have a sponsor this week.
Our sponsor this week, Jub Jub, yeah. Thank you, guys.
Dress for War?
Yeah, let's do Dress for War.
Get a little moody.
We got real.
Shit just got real. I'll never leave you all alone.
Damn, that was pretty tough.
And you're not signed tough. To nobody yet? Really?
For real? You guys sound so
No,
pro.
you guys have a great sound. You really do.
It's because you're older.
We
right?
hear a lot of shitty bands in this podcast.
That's
you guys,
not true.
We hear a lot of good ones, too.
We love
we
all
We do hear
of
a
them.
Lot of good ones, and we love all of them. We do.
There's only been a few. Like,
but no, really.
John,
when I,
yeah, John and John. Was
when
there.
I was talking about Brandon's lyrics here, seriously, he's got a stack of paper that's like me walking around with all my poems to read at people and shit. Like, that's seriously. And if you guys actually have music for all those fucking songs. You got like four albums sitting right there on that table.
Yeah, when you play live shows, you bother to memorize them, right?
How many sets you got? Like, yes. How many okay. one-hour yeah. sets do you have? If somebody said, hey, we need a four-hour fucking show, could you do it?
I think we have we probably got 40 songs.
40 originals,
yeah.
probably.
Shit. That's good. So, yeah, they pretty
That's
much
really
good.
That's good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Somebody ought to stop you.
10 songs a set with a little banter.
So yeah. The next time we get to see you is on the 12th?
Yep.
My birthday.
December. Fucking A, the day after my birthday party.
After your birthday.
It's perfect time party. To come to PB&J's.
Yeah, come on down.
PB&J's, yeah. Oh, who else are you playing with there?
It's going to be Way to the Tide.
So. Nice.
They're good. Yeah, yep. Love those guys.
Limbs of the Arbitrator.
We don't know them.
We don't know them either.
Okay.
Of course, 36 Crazy Fists, the big headliner.
Yep.
And their touring partner, All Hail the Yeti, which is also
they're
fucking
I think
fantastic.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
That's good
badass.
Shit. Yeah.
All Hail the Yeti.
My cousin Yeti. Told me about them a couple
they're
months
really
back.
Good,
yeah. So, fucking A, cool check shit. It out. December 12th.
Hell yeah. Yep.
Right on.
All right. What do you got, Nick?
Oh, coming up. What do we got? Well, I got my birthday coming up. Also, Merry Anarchy, guys. The 4th and 5th of December over at Jub Jub's. Like, there's 27 acts or something like that. It's going to be belly dancing. We're going to have a rad photo booth for you. Come dress formal if you feel like it. If you don't, dress in your regular clothes. We don't care. Everyone's welcome. Suggested $10 donation. We got some killer bands. Sisters Doom's going to close it on Saturday. Friday, Mary Jane Rocket might be one of their last shows. They're closing it on Friday. We got George Picard's playing acoustic. We know we have a problem.
Princess Bombs.
Roxy Colley's debut, which is my new band.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, we got Post Wars also. Mm-hmm. I think they're on Friday. Yeah, Post Wars on Friday. Saturday, we also
It's Merry Anarchy. It's all the usual suspects and people you've never seen before.
Yep. And a lot, all the good stuff you've never seen before. I mean,
there's a lot of good stuff.
All the stuff you've never seen before is good. So show up for that too, because one of the bands playing right next to Sisters Doom is in the same realm as that. They're from out of town, Misamore, and they specifically were like, "We don't care if we get paid. We just want to play the festival, and
fucking
we
A.
really want to play with their sisters and the Sisters Doom." So we're like, "Fuck yeah, we'll do that." So back
nice.
To back. So you know, get down to the metal on Saturday. More eclectic in rockabilly and punk on Friday. A bunch of acoustic folk acts in the beginning of both days.
Right.
We'll have food and lots of love. And we're helping a really wonderful woman out, Eva Yellowleaf.
Yes.
So come to that.
Eva's a mom to everybody.
That is my suggestion for the future, recent future coming up.
It's part of the magic of the Christmas season.
Yeah. Rick, you got anything exciting to talk about? No? Okay, moving on.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm doing. But I do.
You're recording bands.
Yeah, well, I've got the Weapons of Mass Creation coming in all week, and the podcast on Monday, and then the Pistoleros on the weekend.
You do not have a podcast on Monday because we're taking it off for the Thanksgiving week.
Are you serious?
Oh, we have Thanksgiving.
I'm so exhausted. I need that so
I know
bad.
You do. We planned this out like 3 weeks ago.
I forgot.
And nobody actually
That's good for anchors for airplanes because they're the show
you guys,
for 2 weeks.
You guys are our turkey day show. When people need something to listen to on Thanksgiving, they got Yes. you.
In honor of that break, I'm going to play this.
Later we'll have some fucking pie.
And some,
yeah.
some fucking turkey and some fucking mashed potatoes.
Fuck. That is
fucking
sweet
awesome. Potatoes.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah. So if Rad. You are listening on Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So that's the other thing I was going to get at here is have a very happy Thanksgiving. Stay with your family. Stay with your friends. Hug them tight. You know, as much as a bullshit Hallmark holiday that Thanksgiving is, and it's all jingoistic and stupid in its historical aspect, it doesn't really matter because what it means is you sit down and eat some food with the people you love.
Yep, absolutely. It's as awesome as you make it,
and
bang. So make it awesome.
If you don't have a place to go, Thursday at Jub
yes.
Jub's, it's all invite. Come on down, you know, have dinner at Jub's.
Jub Jub's Thanksgiving.
It's all free.
It's all by invite or everybody's invited?
No, everybody's invited. Yeah, just come down to the bar. They're going to have turkey and food for everybody.
It's an orphan's giving.
It's the orphan's Thanksgiving, yes. Come on down.
Please check it out. It'll be a good time over there. Always is.
And to my friends who actually go out and serve the homeless and shit on that day, kudos.
Fucking A. Yeah.
You win.
I know there's a lot of ACV brothers out there. I know there's a lot of brothers and sisters out in the community who take care of the people who can't take care of themselves or don't have the family to spend it with. And much love to you. You guys do all the work the rest of us should.
Yeah. And I hope you fucking die by yourself.
Hey, no.
I played that because Dave actually feeds the homeless. That's what his job is now.
Oh,
is
good.
Get on you, Dave. Let's hear some more of his horrible rants.
He works for the gospel mission, and he loves me.
You know what, Rick? You're a fucking prick.
The backstory that I previously covered on a different episode.
Yeah.
Play all the shows, and you'll know.
Have a happy Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
For Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, and the whole studio and the band Anchors for Airplanes, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, good night, ladies. Life is short, and I love you.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. That shit.
The filthiest people alive. Their loves, their hates, and their unquenchable thirst for notoriety.
Ew, duck water.
Oh my God, there's been another terrible accident.
What did he say?